Hello, and welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and give us a glimpse into their creative process. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and in this episode of This Song, we'll hear from Anthony West, half of the British alt-pop duo Oh Wonder. Now, Oh Wonder, they play like piano and synth-driven pop. It's totally atmospheric, and it's got these octave vocals, like they sing the same melody. But Josephine Vandergooch, who is the other half of Oh Wonder, sings an octave up from Anthony. I'm like a huge fan of octave vocals, by the way. They have a new record coming out on June 16th called Ultra Life. It's actually available for pre-order now, but I talked to Anthony when they were at the tail end of touring on their first record, 2015's Oh Wonder. Now, this was back in October of last year. They came to play the Austin City Limits Music Festival, and I got a chance to sit down backstage in the KUTX tent with Anthony. KUTX is the radio station in Austin, Texas, where we make this podcast. Anyway, I talked to Anthony, and he told me about an album that inspired both him and Josephine. So here he is, Anthony West of Oh Wonder.
So I think it's the same for both Josephine and I. There's an album called Plans by a band called Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah. That for us, it was actually a record that really brought us together musically.
Love of mine, someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. They'll follow you into the dark, no blinding light.
It came out, must be like 12 years ago or something now, and I think at the time it was both a point where we were kind of deciding what musicians to be, and there's a lot of direction going as songwriters especially, and for both of us that album really kind of shaped our future, I guess.
They can see signs if there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark.
So the song's written by Benjamin Gibbard, the singer, and his style of writing is very kind of storytelling, and it's very, he sheds a lot of light upon his own life, but puts them in scenarios that are with other people. Mm-hmm. So he writes about other people, but you can tell that his experiences are going into those. So, and that, for us as Oh Wonder, that's kind of what our first record's about. It's about other people, but through the eyes of us.
And I feel life for the very first time. Love in my arms and the sun in my eyes. I feel safe in the 5 a.m. light. You carry my fears as the heavens set fire.
What it sounds like is that you were attracted to this idea of like observational songs that really actually tell a lot about the songwriter, but aren't speaking in a first person, like I kind of,
yeah.
Super like
they're not autobiography.
They're not autobiography.
Yeah. And that was really interesting to kind of hear something like that. And for me, it was very much like, oh, well, this guy can do it. Let me give it a try. And I know Josephine felt the same at the time about songwriting.
I braved treacherous streets and kids strung out on homemade speed. And we shared a bed in which I could not sleep.
And as a producer, for me, it was, wow, these textures and these kind of soundscapes that they're creating as a band. Without the use, like heavy use of computers back then, like 12 years ago, people weren't making records on laptops.
Right.
And you listen to an album like that, and it's by far better than most records that come out these days. They've actually sat in a room together and made these beautiful sounds, so it's very inspiring.
I want to live where so
do you guys write from more of like a thematic, lyrical point of view, or do you kind of start with sounds? Like
we always start with just a piano. So we'd write the chords, then we'd come up with a melody, and then once we're kind of happy with a real kind of basis, just like, all right, there's kind of a smooth melody, let's work on some lyric.
Downtown, we let it go. Sunset high and our bodies low. Blood rush in a hazy glow. My hands, your bones. Loose up, we break the scene. One step deep.
We've got a song called Dazzle, which was on the last record, and we watched this documentary by Louis Theroux, who's like a BBC guy, and he went to Vegas and experienced kind of, yeah, the horrible, horrible side of gambling that is often hidden behind those kind of the faces of the old ladies that are sitting there pulling those machines. And so that song for us, we wrote about his experience that he had there, but from our perspective of like people who don't gamble, who kind of have this weird, I don't know, neither of us would ever sit in a casino and have a good time. It would always be kind of tarnished by everything that's surrounding it, which is, you know, you don't know what time of the day it is. You're getting free drinks because they want you to stay there, spend your money, and there's these people that spend all their money there. And it's horrible. It's a horrible side of humanity.
You got diamonds in your eyes tonight. Throwing fire, trying to make it right. You're getting higher than the ceiling lights. And falling hard enough to lose the fight. Not in it for the money, just in it for the thrill. Living in the moment, paying for the kill. Golden grill of sadness, midlife wasted youth. Always ends up like this, always gonna lose.
It's funny, the things that you like are describing are the things that I think some people are attracted to. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, like some people are like, you don't know what time of day it is, and you get free drinks. And like,
yeah.
And you're like, not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think that like writing from someone else's perspective or telling a story that is outside of you, is that like a workaround to get into themes or ideas that you might have trouble getting into if you were just talking about like me, like
I guess so. And we've both written like that for years, Josephine and I, like separately. We've written very kind of more indulgent songs that are, you know, reflective on your own life. But weirdly, when we started writing together, we'd always kind of create these stories that like created a bubble to write in, I guess. I mean, there's some songs that we've written that are definitely reflective of ourselves, but we always kind of put them outside the O Wonder box kind of thing. And when we're talking about our songs, they're about other people, and like, oh, well, maybe they're feeling that, they could be like thinking that way. So it's a way of keeping our songwriting process kind of fluid, I guess, because it doesn't feel too heavy because it's always put on someone else.
Yeah, and I think maybe also when you are writing for a certain project, it sounds like you guys have very much established, like you have a very established point of view, which is like a way, it's another kind of like, well, this is what we do. This is how we write.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Now we can get into the song. Like, let's get on with it. We're not going to like.
Yeah. And it's for us, it's far easier to turn on that kind of songwriting tap when you don't have to be writing about how you're feeling all the time.
Writing with another person, like it's kind of a magical thing when two people can keep like going to the well and drawing from the well of each other.
Yeah.
But I can imagine it's not always easy.
No, and especially like before we started touring, which was pretty much exactly a year ago, we played our first show. Before that, we'd only been songwriters really together. So it was that adjusting, getting on the road and making sure that we were still being creative. And so we'd get home and then we'd be like, oh, well, we want to hang out with our friends. We want to, you know, not see each other.
I've seen enough of you.
Yeah, exactly. But we need to write some songs. We need to keep that well filled up with, you know, some kind of, it's so easy to empty that well. If you kind of leave it for too long, and then it's so hard to kind of even try filling it back up again. So you constantly have to just have, you know, one hand in that songwriting pie. Yes.
And when you're traveling, is that something that are you able to write when you're traveling?
That's quite difficult. Mainly due to just like circumstances, which is like venues don't have very big dressing rooms and there's 12 of us on the road. But the other day in Houston, we had our own dressing room and there was a beautiful view and we got a keyboard out and wrote a song. So it can happen, but they're few and far between.
Cause I found love in you. Doing it right, I'll walk the road for you. Doing it right, seconds, minutes, hours, lifetimes. Doing it right, I found love in you.
And this is Lifetimes from O Wonder's upcoming record, Ultralife, which, like I said, comes out on June 16th and is available for pre-order. And you can get this song if you pre-order the record. And, like, I love talking to songwriting duos. We've talked to quite a few on this podcast. Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn from Sylvanesso talked about their shared love of soul coughing. Sabrina Ellis and Andrew Cashin from Sweet Spirit talked about their own songwriting process and their love of Iggy Pop. And Kelsey Wilson from Wild Child described how she and Alexander Beggins create together. And, like, from my perspective, like, all these songwriting duos, including Anthony and Josephine, like, they're just really lucky people. They found someone who complements them on a deep creative way, and they've created, like, a continuous positive feedback loop. And creation, it can be this really solitary endeavor, but they have someone to share that process with. They don't have to conquer the blank page alone. They don't have to create something from nothing by themselves. Like, what a comfort. What a blessing. You can find all the interviews I mentioned and many more. I mean, we have 77 episodes on iTunes or Stitcher or on the QTX website. And while you're there, looking through the archive and listening to folks like Tegan and Sarah and Run the Jewels talk about life-changing songs, like, we would love it if you left a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews help us in lots of ways. They help people find this podcast, and they help us, like, morale-wise. We all really enjoy working on this podcast here at Team This Song, and we want to make the best podcast that we can make. And knowing that people like what we do, it's a big deal. So thanks in advance. O Wonder is on a North American tour. They'll be playing Coachella on my birthday, April 21st. You can check out their tour dates on the show notes page for this episode on the KUTX website. And we'll also have a Spotify playlist there where you can listen to all these songs we referenced all the way through. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen, with help from Natalie Gaona and Kelly Seal. The interview was recorded by me, Elizabeth McQueen. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram, does a killer job. You should check it out. Our handle is at This Song KUTX. Kelly Seal is our excellent intern. Natalie Gaona is our marketing intern. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And it is true. Our theme song is Mahout, Mahout, Mahout by Austin's own Hardproof. It's really Mahout, but I go back and forth. Have you listened to the episode where I talk to them? You totally should. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is at This Song KTX. You can like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to This Song along with the other KUTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.